Paul voiced these words in a very ambiguous manner, but not without a specific message or intent. Given he was discussing money and his defense regarding it, it makes sense his comments would be shrouded in some vagueness. So, what is his precise message then? He had previously mentioned, "I did not take, in fact, I'm prepared to give additionally and to spend." This subject is further explored in both his preceding and this letter. Now, he presents another argument, preparing to answer it predominantly. His claim goes something like this: "I certainly did not profit from you, but perhaps someone may suggest that I didn't indeed receive from you myself, but being cunning, I triggered those I sent to ask for something from you as though it was for themselves, and through them I indirectly received, thus steering clear of apparent acceptance by receiving through others. But no one could present this argument either, and you're all witnesses." Hence he proceeds with a question stating, "I urged Titus, and a brother accompanied him. Did Titus exploit you?" "He followed the same path as I did." It means neither did he receive. You can witness the high level of integrity maintained, where he not only resists accepting, but also carefully manages his representatives so as not to provide even a slight excuse for those who would like to criticize him. Clearly, this act surpasses even what the patriarch did. For the patriarch, when he returned from his victory and the king wanted to give him the spoils, refused to accept anything except what his men had eaten. Paul, on the other hand, neither enjoyed his necessary food from them himself, nor allowed his colleagues to do so. Hence, he effectively silences those with relentless criticism. He does not make any claim, neither does he say that his representatives didn't receive anything. Instead, he tactfully flips the situation by quoting the Corinthians themselves as witnesses that they received nothing, making it seem as though their confession is the testimony, not his own. A strategy often used in matters that are widely accepted and for which we're confident about. "Tell me," he says, "did any of my representatives exploit you?" He didn't ask, "Did anyone receive something from you?" but describes it as exploitation, making them feel guilty and demonstrating that receiving from someone unwillingly is unfair. He does not merely ask, "Did Titus?" but "Did anyone?" For you can't even claim that one of them didn't receive, but another did. Not a single one of them did so. "I urged Titus." This is a clear indication that if he received something even, it would have been justified, yet he remained unblemished. That's why he asks again, "Did Titus exploit you? Did we not walk by the same spirit?" What does "by the same spirit" mean? He is attributing the entire act to grace and demonstrating that all this praise is not the result of our efforts, but of the Spirit's gift and grace. It's a significant acknowledgement of grace that they would accept nothing while they were in need and feeling hungry, all for the growth of the disciples. "Did we not walk in the same steps?" Meaning they never deviated from this strict line and maintained the same standard completely.